Well, I know you all came here hoping to see a star, and now you're stuck for 60 minutes or so with this unknown, plucking on her unknown guitar. Well, you don't have to listen, but I'd be obliged if you did, 'cause I just got word from my doctor that I got 3 months to live. 3 months to live. You know that's only 92 days, and already I'm forgetting the words to my songs. My mind is in a haze, oh, 3 months to live. I'm not asking for sympathy, but take a good look, 'cause in 3 months there'll be nothing here to see. Not even my guitar, which I will have to sell to pay for my funeral. Record companies love it when their recording artists die. They get to re-release all the albums that never sold back in July. Well, I don't have any records, but I bet Steve the sound man is making a tape. And in 3 months, he'll be bootlegging copies for $7.98. 3 months to live. And don't you know I just signed a 2-year lease? So if anybody here would like to sublet an apartment on the Upper West Side of Manhattan, come backstage later, help me rest in peace. 3 months to live. I want my security deposit back so bad, so I could buy a going away present for my grieving mom and dad, and 8 brothers and sisters who will have to go on welfare after I'm gone. Not to make you feel guilty, but if you'd like to see me die happy with a smile spread across my face, thinking of all the beautiful people like you that I sung for in this place. Tonight when the show is over, when the evening's through, you go home, take a pencil and a paper, and this is what you do. 3 months to live. You write that to every record company, tell them for a dying act she's first rate. Oh, record her before it's too late. 3 months to live. At best I could be a shooting star. Well, that's more than being just another unknown down at Paul Colby's bar. And then I won't have to sell this when I pack. For heaven, I can take along my guitar.